Susan watched as James used his passkey badge to open the sealed doors and walk into the corridor. Flipping on the security monitors, she saw him meet the support staff in the lobby of the research center before they all went to the parking structure. She was alone. Time to get to work. "Let's see what is making you so crazy," she said, and flipped open the computer interface for System 1. Taking her time, she ran the first series of tests and studied each line of the results for anything at all that seemed out of place. Still nothing. She slammed her fist down on the desk. There had to be a better way to do this. Suddenly, she had an idea. Since the problem came when Oscar was in its active state, maybe it couldn't be replicated while he was idle. Rushing to the main control next to the pool, she opened the safety cover and ran the startup sequence. Oscar came to life in sections. First, his main water jet whirred to lift him slightly in the pool. Next, his arms contracted slightly before extending all the way to gauge the size of his surroundings. They began to leisurely undulate in the water, waiting for stimulus. Finally, the large eyes opened, each equipped with illumination for seeing in the pitch dark at the bottom of the sea that was completely unnecessary in the well-lit lab. She considered turning them off, but decided against it if she wanted the most real-world environment for the test. The large submarine was completely self-controlled at this point. Its electronic brain was housed in the center of its octopus head, its body packed with sensors and scanners to analyze the data the arms collected. She watched as it moved its tentacles in slow circles, seeking information. The water of the pool rippled at the disturbance as it moved. Turning her back to Oscar, she headed back to the system interface to start running the diagnostic tests. She was so intent on the next step, she didn't hear the dripping water coming off the probe tentacles as they lifted from the lab's pool, reaching for her.